So it's 4:30 in the morning in Little River, pitch black, darkness all around. Out of the wild, I hear this type noise. It can only be described as Chewbacca mixed with a demon from hell. So I turned it over to you to figure out what it could have been, and this is what you had to say.
Did that noise sound like it was coming from near the water at all?
It sounded more like it was coming from the bush.
Okay, I was going to say a seal can make that kind of noise, too.
Okay.
That would have been water, though.
Now I'm terrified of seals, so thanks for that.
Okay.
I think you had an unglet.
An unglet? What's that?
A deer or something like that, an elk.
Because when you hear a noise like that and you're just surrounded by darkness, I didn't get my keys out quick enough to get in my car, you know?
It's very unnerving. But yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking anyways.
So just some sort of deer or unglet, the new word of the day for myself, just off in the bushes.
I think that means hoofed animal or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So that's what, and I'm in a car, I got two scientists with me, and that's what they said, so.
Okay.
I don't know the word unglet, I'm a pump guy.
Well, to me on the radio, it just sounded like Homer Simpson, so. That's my guess.
Wait till you hear a great blue heron in the middle of the night. It will make not just the hairs on the back of your neck, but all the bones in your neck stand up. It's like a pterodactyl.
Can you give me a sample?
Oh, my God, I got to work up to it. I'll probably scare the horse I'm grooming. I haven't done it in a long time. It's like a prehistoric screech, and it's like loud and overhead and low. It's like kind of a sound, but even worse. I do a poor imitation. When you hear one, you'll be terrified for a minute, and then you go, "Well, that must be a great blue heron. That pterodactyl. It's terrifying."
I walk my dog through Air Force Beach campsite all the time, and on Tuesday and Wednesday, I was walking my dog at night. And I heard a noise that scared the snot out of me, and it almost sounds the same as what you heard.
Oh, did you figure out what it was?
No, I did it for you. Did it sound like, you know, those hoses you used to spin when you were a kid?
Yeah, they made the kind of like the.
Yeah. Is that what it sounded like for you?
Exactly what it sounded like.
That's what it was for me. I'm not kidding you. And I tried Googling like deer calls. Closest I could get to was an elk bugling. So maybe it was a deer. But my wife told me about it. She says, that guy off of the goat, he's like, he heard something like that too. And you're not, Little River's not too far from the campsite, eh?
Maybe it was a Sasquatch.
Oh, no kidding. Have you ever heard them scream? Have you ever Googled that?
Nope, but I know what I'm going to be doing all day today.
Okay, yeah, you know what? And I haven't listened to the goat since you came here. So you're doing a good job. I switched from the eagle to the goat because of you. You're doing a good job.
Ginger.
Yeah.
I would say it's a bear.
I still want to hope for Sasquatch so badly.
I don't think we have any on the island.
Well, not with that attitude, we don't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is a Yeti, actually, in Little River. And all the locals know about it, but they keep it suppressed, right? That one lady said, bang on, oh, yeah, it's just a heron. That's the official line, right? It's actually out at Harmony Acres. That's the de facto nesting ground of the Yeti. It's a lot smaller than your Sasquatch, and it's more hairy and light-colored, and it smells roughly like a horse, right? But this is just between you and me, okay? So if anyone asks about it, just deny it or just say it's a heron.
Okay. 98.9
The Goat.